The morning after Hoosier Hoops, we talk live on the telephone with Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Guys, how are we doing today?
Say hi, Keith.
Joe, you sound like you've been through the ringer.
Well, it was just a long trip.
Well, get that coffee going.
It's been brewing since about 5:30.
Wow.
So.
Well, Joe, the Hoosiers' tailspin continues. Another right there had a chance, but again, not able to get over the hump. The Indiana Hoosiers dropped to 5-9 in conference play and lose a tough game last night, 75-74 Minnesota. Tell us what you saw.
Well, the Hoosiers' main focus Wednesday night was to capture the rebound numbers, which they did, but that 32nd defensive rebound got away in the final 3 seconds, allowing Akeem Springs to lay in his missed three, and he laid it in to continue the frustration of now a season-high four-game losing streak as the Hoosiers fell to Minnesota at the Barn Williams Arena in Minneapolis Wednesday night, 75-74. Thomas Bryant, who labored through a 3-for-14 shooting night and who didn't score his first basket until the 9:19 mark of the ball game, did can a couple of free throws with 17 seconds left to give Indiana the lead at 74-73. But, you know, we use a rather commonplace phrase these days, finish, close it. Still eluding this struggling basketball team of Coach Tom. It was high rebound effort that more or less slithered through Robert Johnson's hands back to Springs for the game clincher last night, and that sent a crushed Hoosier team to the locker room, still searching for its first win since they beat Penn State at home in triple overtime back on February the 1st. The Hoosiers had 51 rebounds on this ugly night that saw them shoot worse than they did overall from the field than they did against Purdue, only 34% last night, but that 32nd defensive rebound never came, and Indiana drops to 5-9, 15-12 overall. Despite the shooting woes, another common occurrence in this now four-game losing streak, you can't fault the hunger, the toughness, the drive that Coach Tom touched on in his post-game to us last night, but it still boils down to closing things. The big hump still to be hurdled. Three of the last four losses now have been decided by no more than two possessions. Josh Newkirk and Deron Davis fouled out the final 4 minutes. Davis left with 1:05 to play. The Hoosiers had a 69-64 lead with 2:26 to play after Davis, foul-laden to the point of playing only 9 total minutes on Wednesday night, hit back-to-back baskets, showing a glimmer of hope at the time. But Amir Coffey scored 5 of his 17 in a little over a minute. 2 Jordan Murphy free throws, and Nate Mason, who was dynamite last night with 30 points, he laid one in to wipe out the Hoosiers' lead until Bryant hit those 2 free throws, only to see then heartbreak unfold 14 seconds later in the Springs putback. The trip ended at 2:45 this morning, and sheer disappointment out at the airport. Now it's back to the airport next Monday night and the road to Iowa next Tuesday night for another 9 o'clock game. The Hoosiers now have dropped their last 4 on the road since they beat Penn State on that Blackman basket January the 18th. Gophers win it late, 75-74. Well, it's an opportunity tonight and indeed a big challenge ahead for Terry Morin's women Gators as they host 20th-ranked Michigan tonight on the McCracken Court in the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Action will start at 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Boys Michigan wired in this year. They're 21-5. They're 10-2. They're off to their best overall start and conference start since they began the program 44 years ago in Ann Arbor. The Hoosiers, though, playing well. 4th place all to themselves at 7-5, looking tonight for its 3rd in a row and its 18th win overall, and this would be, obviously, a huge win. Indiana still searching for that signature win against the top 25 team. By the way, going on this weekend and winding through the weekend will be the Big Ten Women's Swimming and Diving Championships. Ray Luz and Drew Johansson, they have the crew up in West Lafayette for activity. Last night, Kennedy Goss, Lily King, Gia D'Alessandro, and Ollie Rocket finished second in 135.7 in the 200-yard medley relay, just missing out on the school record. But the 800 free relay team of Stephanie Marchuk, Goss was on that team, Delaney Bernard, and D'Alessandro finished fourth. And the Hoosiers right now are in fourth, but it's early. They finished second last year in the Big Ten Championships, and as I say, that meet continues through the weekend. Well, we'll see if Phil Cole's Panther swimmers and divers can make it a big-time sweep. You know, the girls took care of the state in fine fashion, finishing fourth, and now the postseason has arrived for the fellas. And they will begin sectional swimming prelims later tonight over a team that they'll battle right down to the wire Saturday afternoon, and that's Columbus North. They beat them back for the Conference Indiana Championship. But this is a horse of another color, and the home pool to the Bulldogs, so we'll see how things unfold. We wish the Panthers and the Cougars of Dave Tanner, Max Wieger is seated fourth and fifth in the 500 and 200. Jack Casilla has had a nice freshman year. Dane Irwin is a top eight seed as well. And all three Cougar relays are seated in the top four. So they ought to be pushing there for third or fourth and scoring some points. We'll see how things unfold there.
And we appreciate the effort here on a kind of early morning. Tough for the Hoosiers, Joe. The checklist is too long to run through.
It is. There's too many things.
It is.
Glass is the same checklist.
It is.
We have players. I mean, right now, the way things are, you know, you talk for balance, and I'm not so wrapped up in how many guys score in double figures. It's who's playing all on the same page at the same time. Two games ago, we saw Blackman and Johnson not score at all in the first half. We saw that last night from Thomas Bryan and Robert Johnson, who's just in a big-time funk. He didn't score at all in 26 minutes.
Try to fire him up, bringing him off the bench.
Yeah,
that didn't help.
I mean, you know, and kudos to Juwan Morgan. God love him. He came off the bench, struggled, yeah, from the field, but he played a tough 31 minutes last night, blocked a couple of shots, didn't miss any of his free throws, had 7 boards and 14 rebounds. So we know he is, you know, coming back. Blackman, you know, ninth time he's been, you know, pumping in 20-plus. He hit 4 threes last night, had 6 rebounds and 22 points. But got to get them all on the same page in the same game.
Joe, you can't walk into the game with two fouls and foul within 4 seconds of being in for foul number 3. And then when that's what freshmen do. And then the fourth foul came 10 seconds after he's in the game. And the fifth foul you can't make. Josh Newkirk's last two fouls were reaching fouls 20 feet away from the basket. Those are.
And he, you know, you like to think
4 minutes
that
left to go. He can't play
right now, and he keeps making the same, you know, those touch fouls,
yep.
And you know, you get a mark on your back, and referees are not dumb guys. They see that stuff.
And that's why Thomas Bryant doesn't get any calls. He complains about every single one of them. Well, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt. We'll do more on this at 8:45.
Yeah, I know we will.
Joe Smith time, live on a Thursday morning, the morning after Indiana basketball. Say hello to your good friend Keith Klein.
Good morning, Joe.
Always a pleasure, Double K.
How you doing? Great.
Well, we got I double. Ask you first. How you doing?
It's going to be a great day.
You know how I'm doing. The sun out yet?
Yes.
It's coming, isn't it?
Trying to.
It's late.
Okay. Well,
we got double K's on Thursday, double C's on Friday.
Double C on Friday.
He'll try to bring some joy. Hopefully he'll bring us a big Terry Morin victory tomorrow morning we can talk about. Hoosier women are on the Big Ten Network tonight, 6 o'clock. The men were on last night. And Indiana, Minnesota, Joe, the road, maybe it was a place they suggested on the broadcast where Indiana could get together in the hotel and it's us against the world and something to change the momentum. But the laundry list of things that just didn't fire has not been firing, and that's 4. Is that 6 or 7? How many? Where are we at right now? 5 or 6? 6 or 7?
6 or 7.
I mean, that's with the talent this team has on the court, it's hard to talk about here on a Thursday morning. But please give us a recap of what you saw last night.
Well, the shooting woes for one continued Wednesday night at Minnesota. So, too, did this ongoing now 4-game losing streak as the Hoosiers fell in heartbreaking fashion to the Gophers, 75-74 on an offensive rebound putback off his own missed three by Akeem Springs with 3.2 seconds left. That certainly was the dagger as the Hoosiers for the third time in the last four losses haven't really found all of the puzzle parts to complete the deal in games decided by no more than two possessions. Hoosier MIAs offensively Wednesday night. Thomas Bryan and Robert Johnson, 3 of 20 between them, 8 points, offsetting the lift that Juwan Morgan and James Blackman Jr. gave them with their combined 36 points, 22 from James, and Juwan had 14 off the bench. The duo also had 13 rebounds between them. The Hoosiers plucked off 51 rebounds on the night, 20 offensive for 24 second-chance points. But again, as Coach Tom told us in the postgame, it's the free throws or lack of them that is of growing concern. You know, at halftime, Indiana's early 10-point lead had dissolved thanks to a Gopher 19-4 run that put them up at half, 33-29. Now, the Hoosiers were whistled 11 times in the first half, three each on Deron Davis and Josh Newkirk. The Gophers hit 9 of 12 from the line. Indiana shot and hit all four of its free ones. Minnesota was called for only four total fouls the opening 20 minutes in a up-and-down, ugly, offensive, physical basketball game. So you play on. Davis and Newkirk, as you know, eventually fouled out. The Hoosiers wound up with 24 total fouls on the night. Minnesota hit 21 of 28 from the line. The Hoosiers missed only 3 of 18 all night long, but got outscored by 6. Minnesota had 10 more attempts. And as Coach was saying post-game to us, whether it's the post or on the drive, creativity has got to strike on how to get to the foul line more. Not the first time that he's posed that particular phrase or question. Probably won't be the last time. Creative being the operative word here as the regular season starts to wind down. But that said, when it's going bad, it's going bad. Springs, you wanted to shoot on this particular night. I mean, he was a glistening 1 of 12 and 0 of 6 from behind the three-point line, but then got his only offensive rebound of the night to win the game in the final 3 seconds. Reality is certainly tough to stomach here. The Hoosiers have lost their last four on the road, have dropped now a season-high four games in a row, as I mentioned, 5-9 in league play, headed to Iowa next Tuesday night for another Night Owl special, and then the following week with road stops at Purdue and Ohio State to close out the regular season off this weekend before the trip out to Carver Hawkeye. Well, as we mentioned earlier this morning, we have an opportunity existing for Terry Moore and Indiana women as they could maybe pick up a nice signature win here late in the season. They're sole possession of fourth place, but right in front of them is a well-put-together Michigan outfit that's having a dream season. As I mentioned earlier this morning, they're off to their best start period in 44 years. That's the first year they started women's basketball up in Ann Arbor. They're 10-2 in the league, 21-5 overall. Have a young gal that plays the backcourt, Caitlin Flaherty. She is averaging over 20 points a ball game, and it's really going to see how Tyra Buss and she not so much match up tonight, but who can outscore the other, and how, say, Alexis Gassian could put the D on Flaherty to cool her off. Michigan is well-balanced, but so, too, are the Hoosiers. I mean, what more can you ask? Well, four out of Amanda Cahill. She's been averaging all season long up around 15 points. Alexis has thrown in 13 a game. Jen Anderson has been tough inside. So this is going to be a tough ball game, but, too, as I say, a big challenge and an opportunity coupled there on the home court. Action will be early tonight, 6 o'clock, on the Big Ten Network as Indiana looks for its 8th league win, its 3rd in a row, and its 18th win overall.
The women, Joe, in 4th place. The men, not in 4th place.
No, they're not.
It's a tough one because you just see some of the – and I don't want to belabor this, but – this is what it feels like when you lose 6 out of 7, and it just jumps off the page at you. And the Hoosiers, it just the band is out of key. The song that everybody's singing is just a little bit off. Your point earlier.
No, you're right. That's a good analogy. They're not singing on the same pitch.
Yeah, and you nailed it last hour when you said you don't need to have everybody scoring double figures to make it work, but you need to have guys. And the situational awareness of this team has really puzzled me from the last few weeks. You still have situational plays not happening. You have guys being brought back into the game with two fouls and immediately getting three and three getting four. And I know some are young, some are old, but we've covered all the bases. There's no one we can leave out here. You've got injury problems. You've got this. You've got that. You've got shooting problems. What'd they shoot from three last night? 26%, 27%? That's for a month it's been that way.
Last night it was 28%.
Well, and you know, it's hard to win at Williams. It's hard to win at the Kohl Center. It's hard to win at Eastland. It's hard to win in the Big Ten. We get that. And it's not happening right now, and that's the disappointing factor. Yeah, you knew this road trip was coming up. You got another 9:05 game coming up next Tuesday. Sorry to remind you of that. Let's talk about some happy things. You got a quick trip over to Columbus on Friday, big high school game. Cougars have won five straight. There's some positive on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, I mean, impact in the league. Looking at the other end of the coin, South can win its ninth overall Conference Indiana Championship with its road win at Perry Meridian. But that being said, and you guys kind of touched on it, we won't have to leave this year. No more St. Leon for a while on three nights in a row. But that being said, you won't have to leave Monroe County this year when the postseason starts for the sectional, because North will host the 4A, Edgewood will host the 3A.
Excellent.
So you can't ask for much more than that. And now we'll see, you know, how the teams fall out of the little capsules when the IHSAA draws it on Sunday night for the boys state tournament. Now, that being said, you talk about our game Friday real quickly. It's going to be a good one. We saw Columbus North, obviously, really, defense to the tune of 33 points the other night by Bloomington South. Well, North is scoring a lot of points and doing well, and they're in a five-game winning streak mode of theirs. They've won 11 games, credit to the Maroon and Gold of Andy Hodson. So this is going to be a nice pre-sectional test, because you don't know, you probably do know, it'll probably be North and South on the draw, but it'll be at Bloomington North. But that being said, the Cougars know they'll have the home court, and Columbus North and Columbus East, you can't count them out. They could be running under the radar. And then you throw in East Central, we're going to have a nice five-game sectional coming up in a couple of weeks.
And East Central can deal with the jet lag this year, Joe. That's right. Speaking of jet lag, we'll let you get back to your nap. We'll hear you tomorrow night. Chalk Talk starting just around 7 o'clock. John,
I forgot
Callahan.
Tomorrow is Friday, isn't it?
Already.
That means got the big show coming up tomorrow.
Big
morning.
Show Friday, that's right. Chuck Crabb, Rod Holloway.
Well, we'll talk about that women's victory over Michigan. How
sounds
that?
Good. Any victory is a good victory in my book this time of the year. Pacers, they lost their fifth straight last night, so I'm done.
Well,
I'm done with basketball today. Maybe we'll start tomorrow.
I'm about ready, Reds baseball.
That's right, pitchers and catchers.
Indiana Gonzaga, we got lots to talk about.
And we'll get on that tomorrow morning. Thanks for your time. Pal, we appreciate the effort.
Hey, you guys have a great week, Keith. Be
good. Take care, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 the morning after Hoosier Hoops.